Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Okay, major win, Lee, for Donald Trump, and I know you know this. Major win for Donald Trump, Supreme Court.
Yeah, yeah.
Not only does he get the desperately needed ability to deport people to third-party countries,
right. So
a lot of the worst countries won't take him back. You know, how do we get rid of Nicaragua? Because, you know, Venezuela keeps changing their minds. Sometimes they take them, sometimes they don't. Well, you know what? We'll just dump you in South Sudan. We hear it's nice this time of year. But wait, I'm from Venezuela. I don't even speak. What do they speak there?
Sudanese, I guess. I don't know.
Your problem. You're going. And this was such an important fight because if these criminals... Because that's a lot of who these countries won't take back. If these criminals see, oh my gosh, I don't know, I don't want to go to South Sudan. I think I'll just walk back to Iran, where I came from. And that's why this was so important. And the Supreme Court blistered liberal U.S. District Court Judge Brian Murphy because he ordered the flight frozen, endangering immigration officials stuck in Djibouti, guarding a group of convicted criminals. Or depending how you look at them, fabulous future Democrat voters.
Maryland
depending
fathers,
on your
I guess.
Perspective, yes. Who were destined for South Sudan until Murphy blocked the flight, literally endangering the lives of these individuals. But they don't care, they're Democrats. So that was a 6-3 ruling, very devastating. And listen to what happened overnight, okay? I mean, this thing could not have gone more clown show. There's no words for it. This is not even real. I mean, it shouldn't be real, but it's happening. An activist liberal judge in Boston decidedly to overrule the Supreme Court.
Wait a minute.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Somebody hasn't checked the organizational chart, have
they? Nope. An activist judge decided the Supreme Court ruling allowing Trump to deport illegals to third countries like Sudan does not apply to them.
You know, that judge...
To Trump.
That judge should immediately be impeached. I mean, whether you agree with the ruling or not, it's immaterial. You can't overrule the U.S. Supreme Court as a lower court. I mean, that's a... Tara, that's a threat to our democracy.
Yes. Or it would be if we had a democracy.
Exactly, yes.
As you know, and I know, we both know this is a republic, but whatever. So anyway, yeah, so Stephen Miller losing his mind last night on Fox News, and rightfully so. So, I mean, what is this judge doing? This activist judge in Boston, honestly, Lee, might as well have written this opinion in crayon with pictures to go along with it of people in black robes. But yeah, no, what the left needs, because they are so far in the wrong here that it is ridiculous— they need law to cite, even if the law is ridiculous. Because if you look at these, a lot of these opinions these judges are issuing, they're like half a page long, a page long. I used to cover federal court. I covered it for years. And judges did not want to be overturned. That was very embarrassing, no matter whether you were appointed by a Republican or Democrat. This was back in normal constitutional times in America. And so you would write these 120 page opinions to try to shore up what you were doing with every piece of law you could find. They can't do that because what they're doing here is a joke. So they're creating bogus precedent to cite in their other bogus precedent rulings. So some other judge will say, well, you know, this Boston judge says that Supreme Court rulings that the Trump administration can resume deporting to third party countries. Now, we overrule that. It doesn't apply to them. Well, that's silly. But now they've got other stuff they can cite. So maybe their rulings will be like, I don't know, Lee, a page long now. Page and a half?
Yeah.
Look, this is all just trying to hit the brakes, trying to hit the brakes, trying to hit the brakes. Trying to hold on to as many of these illegal immigrant criminals as possible because they're part of the trafficking networks.
Well, I think they're going beyond hitting the brakes. I think they're opening the door and sticking their feet out in the... trying to stop the vehicle.
Yeah. So That's where we are this morning. That'll get overturned. But that's the level of desperation to hold on to these voters. And I really thought that the Democrats would make, again, some single mom trying to support two kids who's an illegal immigrant working in a hotel at night or something. I thought they'd make her the face of this. But they are fighting, never forget this, they're fighting the hardest for violent gangsters with criminal records.
Yeah.
That's who the face of this is. That's who they care about the most. You can see, I mean, they're only going through the motions with the moms. They've had a couple of those cases where moms have been deported. They have American-born children. They end up taking them with them. They've made something of a swirl about that. But for the most part, they're fighting the hardest for the gang members.
I can just see the ads in the 2026 general election where you can show the Democrats, and they have shots of these illegal immigrants in prison. This is who your Democrat Party is fighting for. Then you can have the shots of what Donald Trump and the Republicans are fighting for, and that's the working people of America.
Yes. The ones the Democrats are trying to replace.
Exactly.
With the voters brought by these gangsters.
Yes. And who have no concern for their safety, as they, in the previous administration, were allowing people to immigrate into this country, attracting them into this country on a regular basis, giving them benefits, and then not holding them responsible for crimes committed against actual American citizens.
Yeah. I mean, if you look at, okay, who's gotten the most media attention? Who has really been the face of this whole thing? It's St. Kilmer.
Yeah.
Abrego Garcia, the Maryland man.
Yeah, exactly.
And wife beater.
Yes.
And mom murderer.
That too.
Allegedly.
Yes.
Yeah.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
That's who they care the most about. That's where the media attention is gone. That's where all the energy is gone. Because what? Why would you try to save this guy? Because no matter how bad it looks, he's a human trafficker, the most valuable, and a gang member, the most valuable kind of future Democrat voter. We need him to stay here, and that is why they are fighting so hard to have him released. Why? Again, precedent, legal precedent. When we have a violent, illegal immigrant criminal who's a multiple time, felon because he's reentered the country, he's human trafficking, he's going to be tried on felonies, we have to release him into the country. That is the precedent that they are trying to set right now. And that's why that judge, incredibly liberal judge, ordered Trump to release him on U.S. soil as he awaits trial. Why? So he can escape. You know what he'll do, Lee? He'll go hide in a sanctuary city. That's what he's going
to
do.
Well, that way a judge doesn't have to sneak him out the back door, Tara.
There is that. And then we don't have to go to the trouble of putting that judge in
exactly
prison. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that's good. That's cool.
Oh, boy.
So all of that going on. Meanwhile, Stephen Miller last night just absolutely raging on Sean Hannity over this because, you know, as he's had, they're having this great, awesome, amazing victory. As they're having this great victory with the Supreme Court, literally a lower court judge is overruling the Supreme Court as if that's a thing.
Yes, this is an incredible victory, the Supreme Court win. It allows President Trump, as the law has long said, but the courts have blocked, it allows President Trump to send illegal aliens convicted of rape, murder, homicide, assault, battery, crimes against children to any country around the world that is willing to accept them. So whether that be South Sudan, or whether it be Somalia, or whether it be Ethiopia, any country in the world that is willing to accept these monsters, we can get them out of our country and be free of them forever.
Yes, that's what that is. Okay, meanwhile, this is just breaking news right now. Trump saying he's not happy with Israel or Iran, and he says that both Israel and Iran violated the ceasefire. He's not happy, blah, blah, blah. Okay, what is going on right now? This is Trump distancing himself from the fact that Israel is about to kick Iran's butt really, really hard. They've been marginally clear in the last 48 hours or so about, hey, you know, that Ayatollah might need to die. And we've got the entire top tier of Iranian military officials is dead now. And we're into tier two. The Mossad this broke overnight, was calling them. This is crazy. Calling them on their phone. Listen to this. Calling their spouses and dropping handwritten notes off at their houses in Iran with the message, we can find you.
Yeah.
And telling them, look, you've got 12 hours to choose. You can either be like the entire upper layer of the military who's dead now. We killed them all. Or you can make a video denouncing Khomeini and quit. Your choice.
Yeah.
And that has come out. The mainstream media is, of course, outraged. What does that mean? Israel is getting ready to kill tier two of the Iranian military. And Iran stupidly gave them all the rope they needed last night by hitting that bomb shelter and killing that family of four. And Iran's like, oh, us? No, that wasn't us. That bomb must have fallen from the sky. Maybe it was a proxy. Check with them. Yeah, okay, whatever. Israel's not buying it. So Trump knows Israel is about to really release, like open a can of major whoop-ass. And he is right. You can tell what's going on. He's distancing himself from Israel. Yeah, well, I'm not happy with them right now.
It's the family-size version of that, too.
What do you mean? Oh, the family-size version of whoop. Yeah, there's about to be whoop-ass. And you can tell that because, again, the Mossad has called them and said, listen, this is your last chance. We don't want to kill you. You get a promotion and you die. Or you could just run from the Ayatollah because he'll try to kill you for denouncing him. Good luck. Hey, might want to take your chances with the Ayatollah. He's kind of on the ropes. Make the video. So there we go. But that's why Trump just said that. That's why he just slammed Israel, because he doesn't want to look like he's doing this. He's already got enough problems from Marjorie Taylor Greene and Tucker Carlson and the rest. But you're about to see round two. Iran's about to get his butt whooped.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.